This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. U.S. officials say the American military's floating pier will help increase the flow of aid into Gaza, but some aid groups aren't so happy with the $300 million project, saying it's not clear what benefit it will provide since Israel keeps the borders closed, preventing aid trucks from getting in. NPR's Jane Arraf has more.
Israel says it needs to restrict the crossings to prevent Hamas from bringing weapons in, but aid officials say malnutrition and disease are now rampant. Aid officials operating in Gaza this week gave an unvarnished view of the pier. One at a press briefing called the pier a joke.
NPR's Jane Arraf reporting, a merchant ship loaded with food is now headed to the pier. The University of Southern California hosted a ticketed event last night at the LA Memorial Coliseum, an alternative after the university canceled its main stage graduation ceremony. Yusra Farzan from member station LA East has more.
USC's class of 2024 was treated to sold-out Travis Scott merchandise, a fireworks display, performances by the Trojan Marching Band, and a drone show. Minaz Fazal's sons missed out on a high school graduation celebration in 2020 because of the pandemic. But what they got instead was better, she said.
As much as they were disappointed that they didn't get a high school graduation, the alternatives that we ended up having were a lot more fun.
The main stage ceremony was cancelled after over 90 people were arrested in connection to an anti-Gaza war encampment demanding divestment from Israel. For NPR News, I'm Yusra Farzan in Los Angeles.
Federal immigration authorities have proposed a rules change that would make it harder for some people to claim asylum in the U.S. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports the Homeland Security Secretary's proposal would apply to people who cross into the U.S. illegally instead of at a regular border crossing.
Alejandro Mayorkas spoke with NPR before the announcement of the rules change, but it fits into a broader strategy. People from around the world are seeking asylum, which Mayorkas wants them to do legally.
We're trying to incentivize lawful pathways and disincentivize illegal crossings.
Is it fair to say that this isn't working, given the sheer numbers of people who've continued to come to the southern border?
No, it is not.
You think it's working?
I think it is working.
What's the evidence?
And, well, Steve, the numbers have decreased.
Migration numbers peaked last December and have declined through the winter. Steve Inskeep, NPR News.
A federal appeals court today upheld the criminal contempt of Congress conviction of former Trump White House senior advisor Steve Bannon for defying a subpoena over the deadly January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Wall Street's trading in mixed territory. You're listening to NPR News. Burned debris is still being cleared in Lahaina on the Hawaiian island of Maui 9 months after a deadly wildfire killed more than 100 people. And NPR's Lauren Sommer reports now concerns about runoff have the community keeping close track of the water quality in the surrounding ocean.
When more than 2,000 buildings and homes burned in Lahaina, a lot of toxic stuff burned too. Appliances, cars, and lead paint. That ash and debris is right next to the ocean and a coral reef where the community swims, fishes, and surfs. There's never been an urban fire of that size near a sensitive marine ecosystem, so the community has stepped up water testing. Volunteers, nonprofits, government agencies, and universities have been monitoring the ocean. So far, it's been declared safe for recreation by state health officials. But scientists warn the impacts on the coral reef could take years to figure out. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
In Brazil, a horse stranded on a roof by deadly floods has been rescued. A team in Rio Grande do Sul state got the horse, nicknamed Carmelo, safely off the roof. He's thought to be about 7 years old, and he had been balancing on two narrow strips of slippery asbestos for days. He's now recovering at a vet hospital. He's one of many animal rescue workers have been trying to save. Those heavy rains and deadly floods have left more than 100 people dead. More than 130 people are listed as missing, and officials say hundreds of thousands have been displaced. Mixed territory on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow is up 77 points, NASDAQ down 19. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from SAP Concur, a leading brand for integrated travel expense and invoice management solutions. With SAP Concur solutions, you'll be ready to take on whatever the market throws at you next. Learn more at concur.com.